Welcome to the CXR Channel, our premier podcast for talent acquisition and talent management. Listen in as the CXR community discusses a wide range of topics focused on attracting, engaging, and retaining the best talent. We're glad you're here.
So this is Jerry Crispin, Career Crossroads. I'm with Kelly Cartwright at Amazon that has rejoined us for 2020. We're really excited. In fact, we're going to have Amazon host us for candidate experience and recruitment marketing in April. Is it April or May? I think it's April. Cool. So Kelly, thank you for joining us. So really just three questions. The first really is you're at Amazon. Amazon is such an extraordinary company in so many different ways, but what makes it your choice? Why are you there?
Well, I've been at Amazon now for, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but over 5.5 years. So it'll be 6 years in the spring. And I've had the pleasure of having multiple roles here. In fact, I'm on my third distinct job, which I actually took in January of last year. So I'm now been in my new role for about a year. And the thing that excites me about the role that I'm in right now is because I specifically am focused on delivering results for AWS. So Amazon Web Services, the cloud, as people call that. And some of the things that AWS is doing in terms of just transforming the way that people work, the way that people live, that's an exciting space to be in. So the actual services that we're developing are impacting so many different facets of life. You know, you can't be at home watching Netflix without AWS. We help power the compute behind Formula One cars, statistics for the NFL, things within healthcare and medical field. That sort of broad reach is really exciting versus the Amazon, I think, that people generally think about is, you know, when I think about ordering something, I can get it to my door really, really quickly. So I thought that was super compelling to me. And I think the other piece of it is the actual growth that the AWS business is experiencing. We have north of 35% compound growth year over year in the business. And so, you know, the ask of our talent acquisition team to continue to deliver at scale and at the volume of really niche and tough to find skill sets is, you know, not a small challenge. So whether that's engineers, people that are in the MI and the AI and ML space, and also just the expansion into global markets. 70% of our growth will be outside of North America. And just to put it into perspective, 70% of the people that will be working here at the end of 2021, we have not yet met.
Wow, fascinating. These issues that are coming up for business and Amazon being one of those critical companies out there, in your role, what keeps you up that you really need to be able to meet a challenge? Is there any that you look at for the first half of 2020?
I think it's not even the first half now. I mean, we're on this sort of multiple year journey trying to sort of achieve an end state of 2021 where we're just more efficient. And so I have a pretty cool gig. I lead tech and process transformation for the TA organization. And, you know, we have just about 1,500 people in talent acquisition globally. I know that's a little shocking, but we have a large organization. And when I think about how we're going to continue to grow at the pace that the business is growing, we simply can't do it by just adding more heads. Right. So how do we get smart around organizational design, getting super discreet about who we're hiring for the TA team, what their capabilities are, and how we're going to deliver at scale? Leveraging tech, leveraging process is super interesting work. And what keeps me up at night is, you know, how do we do that in a way that we can float more boats? And we can't sort of go big bang and try to change everything at once. It would be too disruptive. But where and how do we tackle is interesting work. That is definitely top of mind for me going into this year. How we're going to do that work. Yeah.
Exciting times, I think. I think over, you know, a long period of time in recruiting, this still is the most exciting time for people who are engaged in talent acquisition in terms of the impact that you can make on a company. But other than work, what kind of floats your boat? What is it that you put the most energy and effort into when you're not at work?
Well, I'm going to answer it in two ways because there's a part of it that is work-related because I am still super passionate about the emerging technology space. So I know that's work-related, but I'm passionate about that. The other part is my family. If we're not skiing, we're hiking or biking or enjoying the great outdoors. So that's how I spend my time outside of work.
Exciting time and really enjoyable. Obviously, we got a full life going with that. And it's been fun, obviously, over the years, having known you for about 20 years, I think. Damn close to it. I remember when you were with a startup
in New York City. Yep, in DC back then.
Yeah, long time. Kelly, thank you very much for participating in this. It's great. It's a great opportunity for the folks in the community to get to know each other. And we're looking for more and more different ways to accomplish that.
Thanks for listening to the CXR channel. Please subscribe to CXR on your favorite podcast resource and leave us a review while you're at it. Learn more about CXR at our website, cxr.works, facebook.com and twitter.com/careercrossroads, and on Instagram @careerxroads. We'll catch you next time.